Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Gowan Fadley reading my poem, Altamont. I wrote it about the neighborhood where I grew up and where I still live on Spokane's east side. A century removed from your streetcar heyday, you flop above the city like a threadbare Gilded Age rug, having never reached the lofty heights of a cliff or a cannon. On autumn walks, warm windows wink through your drooping hardwood walls. How odd you must have looked without the maples. What, without the shade and the piles of rotten leaves that crowd the gutters until the city comes and scrapes them up just in time for them to drop again in a golden flash right before Halloween? How odd you must have looked without the maples, without their mighty roots buckling and heaving the sidewalks ever upward, to be spray-painted fluorescent blue by well-meaning and liability-conscious taxpayers. We're told from a young age that the city may own the sidewalk, but it's the homeowners that's responsible for its upkeep. That's why it's perfectly fine to rake the leaves right in the damn street, because unlike the sidewalk, the city's responsible for the street. Tell that to the haunted former nunnery and the cursed former brothel. No soliciting, says the nunnery. Make America great again, too. Great, like when mustachioed immigrant laborers dug the foundations of these gloomy estates and stacked the basalt debris into driveway columns and stone walls and blew their daily wages down the block at the house where the red lights shine through the lace curtains on the second floor. Great, like when the city was young and rich and violent and naked of trees. If some dog-walking fool tripped on your sidewalk, to hell with him. Pity the man who dug a hole on this rocky hill. Did he live down below, where he surely would now? That was my poem, Altamont, and I'm Gowan Fadley.